Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
And how sin abounds, show us the Father. Believe it or not, that I am in the Father, hallelujah, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me are just believe me for the very works. Thank you. Verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14 says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So I thank my God. Praise God. From verse 8. And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Show us the Father, and that will be sufficient for me. Hello, somebody. Glory to God. Amen. As Jesus walked with his disciples, we read the scriptures of the miracles that were performed at his hand, but he clearly said, the works that I'm doing, they are not my works, but they are the Father's work. And then when Philip and the disciples wanted to see the Father, he began to tell them, I've been with you all this time, Philip. Hello? He called them by name to let him know, I know you, and you don't know me. All this time, I've been walking with you. You've seen the miracles. Glory to God. You've seen my hands at work all around you. And you come out, let me see the Father. Show me the Father. Show us the Father. And for a moment, I'm taking you this morning, take me to the truth. Glory to God. And then we back up to the 104th Psalm. The songwriter began to tell the church, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Oh, Lord, my God, thou art very great, he said, because thou hast clothed with honor and majesty. Somebody say, show us the Father. And then he began to say, glory to God, in verse 2, who covered thyself with light? How can you not see the Father if you walk in the light? Amen. Glory to God. Show us the Father. He said, thou covered thyself with light as with a garment who stretches out over the heavens like a curtain. Apostle Al and I was talking on yesterday about a fire and how the sky looked. And those of you that were looking to the heavens when I thought about the prophecy and the vision that the Lord gave me, he said, tell the people to come and keep looking at the sky because I'm coming. There was a handwriting on the sky. If you was looking at the cover of clouds, there was no break in them. It was like she said, line upon line and precept upon precept. You better discern the signs of the time. Amen. Somebody say, show us the Father. Have I been so long with you and you don't even know who I am? Glory to God. Look around at you. And you say, show me the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to take you to the king this morning. And verse 3 says, who lays the beams of his chambers in the waters. Glory to God. Amen. God has established himself upon the waters. Hello, somebody. Glory to God. So deep, glory to God. Hallelujah. He has no foundation other than God. Hallelujah. Even on the waters, if you stand on the waters, you will not see. Glory to God, his chambers is there. Glory to God, amen. He said, who makes the clouds his chariot? You talking about show us the Father? Look up to the heavens. Glory to God, show me the Father. Glory to God, he said, he stretched out the heavens like a curtain. Glory to God, there was a curtain on the floor. Now, I don't know how far it went, but as far as my eyes could see, there was a handwriting on the sky. Glory to God, amen. And you can call it cumulus clouds and a quarter of a cumulus or whatever you want to, but God was doing something and changed something, and the church is not listening. Show us the Father. And it's sufficient for me. Hello, glory to God. Verse 3, then, who lays the beams of his angels. And then we go down to verse 4, it says, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Glory to God, amen. The Bible said that fire comes to burn up the shaft. Glory to God, everything that's not wanted. Glory to God, the fire that comes out of the mouth of the minister is not to destroy the works of God, but the works of the devil. Glory to God, the ministers are not spinning the words of God. Glory to God, because if they were spinning the words of God, the fire would burn up the chaff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Flame and fire. He said, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. God created the earth, glory to God. When Jesus came, he said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Glory to God, hallelujah. You can enjoy him. He said, occupy until I come. But some of us are just existing because they can't see the Father. You got to see the Father in everything. If you rose this morning, closing in your right mind, you saw the Father. My God, amen. And something to the point of America, the air you're breathing. Glory to God, amen. It belongs to God because he breathes the breath of life in you. Glory to God, when he formed the first man from the dust of the earth, he breathed his life in him. And so everybody has the spirit of life on the inside of them. Glory to God, amen. If you got the spirit of the living God that's keeping you alive, why in the world would you not serve him? And then they turn to serve that God's labor in their own hand. I have a problem with that. Glory to God. There's a problem today. You make up something, and you're going to serve him, and there's a God that breathes life into you. Glory to God. Put bone upon bone. Hallelujah. Sin upon sin. Put marrow in your bones, and then he put life in you, and you're going to serve something more than him. There's a problem there. Show us the Father. Have I been so long with you that you don't know me from your mother? You were familiar with me, and now you say, show us the Bible. Glory to God. Have I been so long with you? My God, he laid the foundation of this earth. And Christmas said, thou covered it with the deep and with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. Listen, if a garment is then covering your body on the outside and you see the garment, the thing that's more clear, and glory to God, it once was deep. God has made it so clear that even a fool cannot err, but the eyes of the people have been closed and scales upon the eyes of the people because we're not looking for the living God. He says, seek me while you can find me. Call upon me while you can. Hello? Glory to God. He said, if you seek me, you'll find me. If you seek me with your whole heart, show us the Bible. And it suffices us. Glory to God, hallelujah. He said that at God's rebuke, not at thy rebuke. The enemy's fled, they fled. Glory to God, at the voice of thy thunder, they hasted away. Glory to God, amen, because there's power in the voice of God. Hallelujah. Their people know that they need to change some situations and some things in their lives. And they'll say, Lord, fix it for me, but you don't understand that God don't talk to them, he talk people. Glory to God, he don't speak like we speak with our lips, God. When God stopped talking, mountains start shaking. Glory to God, the earth started moving out from under your feet. Glory to God. Where you once thought you were stable in a home, you lose that home. Where you once thought you were stable on a job, you lose that job. Where you once thought your finances were secure, a home coming your money back, and then you start losing your finances. Where you once thought your health was okay, you look up and the Bible says, glory to God, that the death angel be knocking at your door. Why? Because your foundation is shaken. And God began to talk. You say, God, fix this situation in my life. And he starts speaking. You don't want God to stop talking, so it behooves you to hear the flame and fire from the ministers of God. You say, show us the Father. When I placed my man and my woman over you and I gave them a word and you disregarded the word that I gave you, that was the Father, glory to God, speaking unto you. Jesus said, when I come to you, it's not me that's talking to you. And when I work the miracles, it's not me that's working the miracles, but I do the work of him that sent me, the work of my Father. I've been walking with you and working with you all this time, and you still said, I don't see the Lord.
I got a problem with that. Hallelujah. And then they go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast found it for them.
Glory to God, trying to hide, glory to God, from the wrath of the Lord. He says, I have set a bound that they may pass over, and they turn not again to cover the earth. He sends the springs unto the valleys, glory to God, which run among the hills, glory to God, a flow of living water. Jesus said, I am the living water. He said, if you drink of me, you'll never thirst no more. He told the woman at the well, you might drink this water and be on the rest for a few minutes. But I promise you, and I'm paraphrasing now, I promise you, in a little while, you're going to want some more of this water. But if you drink of the water that I'm about to give you, the living water, you will never thirst again. Hello, everybody. Show us the bomb. Hallelujah. Somebody say, take me to the King. He's sending the springs into the valleys, which run among the hills, and they give drink to every beast of the field, and allow them to quench their thirst. Glory to God, amen. God took waters on the earth, glory to God. And it's so awesome that the Bible says he spoke to the masses, glory to God, and he told the firmament the waters to stay here, and the earth stay there. Isn't that an awesome God, whereby the ocean out there has not taken over the earth, but it stays right there where it's at. I was looking at the news the other day, man, and the tides have gotten so high that the waters are coming A1A. Glory to God. Don't you know that the God we serve, if he wanted to, he can allow the tides to rise to cover the whole entire earth. But I'm so glad that I've seen the God. Hallelujah. Even in the rising of the tide, the buck will not see the buck. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's because of the moon. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. A God that can connect the moon with the tide, with the ocean. Glory to God. If you say, show me the bomb. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A moon that he set up in the sky, close enough to the earth to give a light by the night so that it don't light up tonight, so that we can close our eyes in darkness and get rested of some stars in the sky. Just enough light for your stomach and break your neck when you fall. Come on, somebody. A God that would not allow the moon to fall and hit the earth, but just stay up there a little bit. Just give him a little bit of light in the night. So they can get rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I have set bounds. Glory to God. Amen. We, the Lord our God, amen. He has a boundary in everything. Glory to God. Areas, glory to God, amen. Man has tried to surpass the areas, glory to God, that God has set up. I don't care how technical we get, glory to God, amen. I don't care how much technology we get. There's a bound somewhere, so you ain't going to go so far in God because you are not the Christ. Now, oh, we've got knowledge, glory. You know what you say, God knew that there'll be electricity, glory to God, because everything we use, God made. That old part about it. Every element on the earth belongs to the Father. That's it. He left direction and he left help. He left the Holy Spirit and he left the guide. Glory to God, amen. If you want to see the Father, just wake up in the morning, look out the window. Glory to God, and the sun is shining on your side. You thank him for the Son of God that made a light so powerful that it became too close to the earth, he was divided the whole earth ablaze. Hello, somebody. But he holds it up just far enough away from the earth so that it was just like one side of the earth. So while we're in daylight over here on the bottom of the earth, it's that time over there. What a God, what a mighty God we serve. Glory to God, and they ain't tell you they can reproduce that the devil is a liar. Glory to God, amen. They can't make it. Hallelujah. Daylight on one side and light on the other. Glory to God, amen. And as the earth spins on its axles, glory to God, there's one part of the world where there's daylight for 6 months and night for 6 months. Come on, somebody. And while the world's still turning, daylight and night is still spinning on another side. Who in the world would serve a God like that? You can't show me the fire. Glory to God, that should be enough. That should be sufficient enough to know who God is.
Amen.
Glory to God. Some people don't see God unless they reproduce a convertible red Cadillac car. They don't see God unless he produces a 4 or 5 bedroom home for them. They don't see God unless he give them a job making $800,000 a year. They don't see God unless their bank account is rich. Some folks don't see God to income tax. Hello? And they spend long enough to get to the bank to cash the check. But they get blind after that. Hello, somebody. When you got money in your pocket, you forget where God is. Show me the God. But when you have a need in your life, everybody can remember where God is. God is, get me to the church. Get me to the preacher. Get me to the pastor. I know God will fix it for me. Where were you when everything was fixed and everything was settled and God had it all worked out for you? Where was the church then? Where was God? Come on. Show us the Father. It'll be sufficient for me. Glory to God. Verse 14. Glory to God. He caused the grass to grow for the cattle, the herd for the service of man, that he may bring forth food for the earth. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Glory to God. We've been eating so much processed food. We're so lazy. A lazy bunch of people with the Spirit of God on the inside. We want everything already processed for us. We got to get instant. Hey, powder. Hey, come on, somebody. We don't want to herd sheep. We don't want to herd cattle. But everything has to be instant. We gotta have a microwave breakfast. Not so we can pop up in an instant coffee. Hallelujah. Instant everything. We don't wanna work for nothing. Glory to God. Nothing to know here, no child get offended. We got the men and instant on an instant boy. And they don't wanna work nowhere. They wanna live off your money. Huh? Sister got grown to the state. I live with her. Sister got a job. I take care of me. All I got to do is be sweet to her every now and then. Come on, somebody. Hey! Glory to God. I hear some men saying, I hate to hear this. I hear some men saying, you know what? What's going to happen to the ladies? Because back in our day, glory to God, it was hard for us. We couldn't go get no woman and come out looking for a job. We couldn't go get no woman and ain't got no job. We'd rather buy. The first thing they ask you is when you work. Then the next thing they ask you is, what kind of car you drive? Then they ask you where you live.
Well, I'm living with my
used to be living with your mama. I'm one of you. You ain't got no job. I'm going to wait right here. I'll be right back.
You don't see that problem.
Come on. But nowadays, all you got to do is wear pants, and they don't wear them no more. They wear them down here. See, now I'm making men more pants. You know, stand up, Jesus. Show them how to wear pants. See, now I'm making men more pants. Thank you. Not the pants wearing them. Tell them they're right around the ankles and around the, Glory to God. So as long as you got a man that's halfway wearing his pants, glory to God, then you said, you know, kind of when I talked to the woman, she said, a piece of man is better than no man. I don't you get no idea, baby. And I don't want no piece of man. I know what can I do with a piece of man? he commands. When did you get that from? Glory to God. I can do bad by myself. I don't want a man to do bad. Glory to God. Amen. I can do bad. Oh, I can struggle through this journey by myself. Glory to God. I don't need a man to struggle with. Glory to God. You're supposed to take care of me. You're supposed to provide for me. Show us the Father and provide for you. Get rid of that no working, no good, no pain for a man that's sitting up under you. You think you and you there to see God. See, some people can't see the power in front of you. Fire is right there in front of you. You can't see it, but you can get rid of the tree. I guarantee you, you can be able to see it where you're firing. Glory to God. He began to say in verse 16, the trees of the Lord. Oh, glory. Speaking about the trees. Hello. He said the trees of the Lord are full of sap. That means they're healthy. The trees of God. They're full of sap, glory to God. My God in heaven. The cedar of Lebanon, that's a big old cedar tree. They were there, somebody that's born in the big pine tree, the big tall tree. They were strengthened, glory to God. Hallelujah. The cedars of Lebanon, the things that God planted, the seed that God planted. Glory to God. Amen. The children of the living God are able to stand under any kind of pressure. Glory to God. Why? Because you know that whatever happens, I may lose everything I got on this side, but I'm coming out with my life. Glory to God. I'm coming out. Glory to God. And just like God gave me that, he's going to give me double for my troubles. Glory to God. All you got to do is stand firm on what you believe. Somebody can show us the Bible. See, because when you begin to see God, things change. Glory to God. See, the only reason, glory to God, people are falling, glory to God, is because they haven't seen God. Glory to God. They're not really looking for God. Because when you start really looking for him, he said, you will find me if you seek me with your whole heart. Folks ain't really seeking God with their whole heart. Because if they don't seek God with their whole heart, Bishop, glory to God, everything will be different, glory to God, in their life, glory to God, even when they're suffering loss. Glory to God, they'll be able to go with my God. Glory to God, and they lost my job. Glory to God, show us the God. Lost my husband, show us the God. I lost my wife, show us the God. I lost my child, show us the God. Yes. Yes. And then the glory to God, just let me see God. Hallelujah. Jesus, come on somebody. Yes. There's a rule. Glory to God, that is always in the Bible and speak to God and speak even your words and I'm paraphrasing and turn around and work for your good. Glory to God, when you know the Father, when you have connection with him, glory to God, you've already seen him. You won't be like him. Glory to God. Lord, show us Father. You saw me raised up the dead. Come on, somebody. You saw me call Lazarus back to life. You saw me walk out on the water to the ship. You saw me stretch forth a laying hand. You saw me open blinded eyes. And now you're going to tell me to show you the Father. What is it going to take, glory to God, to bring us into the presence of the living God? He said, I'll never leave you. Neither will I forsake you. I want you to know that when you rose this morning, you were in the presence of the living God. You may not have seen him, but he saw you. I want you to know that every thought that entered your mind, God saw that thought before it got to your mind. So glory to God, you come and show us the Father. God said, have I been so long with you that you don't even know me? Look out of your window, open your curtains, and let some daylight in, and watch the sun how it sets up in the heavens. Glory to God, and let it not fall into the earth and destroy the earth. Look at the clouds and how they're passing by. Glory to God, and hallelujah, the sun has not burned them up. And he said, show us the Father. Look at the trees, and they're still green, and they're still budding, glory to God, even in the wintertime. Down here in South Florida, we got plants coming up. We got flowers blooming. Come on, somebody. You talk about show us the God. You ain't seen it yet. You won't see it. Glory to God. My Jesus now. My God. God, I've been around you so much. Glory to God. the grass and you cannot show up the Father. Lord God, when you step out of your yard and you don't sink into the middle of the earth, when you are a solid foundation and you cannot show up the Father, have I been so long with you that you have not seen me? Glory to God, honey, when the rain comes down, glory to God, and you look up and all you see is rocks falling from the sky, you don't even know where it's coming from.
People will allow themselves. I heard the teacher say this morning.
So come unto me. Let thy men and women see the glory of God on the inside of here. Bring them to the house of the Lord. That's your job. But as for what you need, God said, fret not yourself. Don't let your heart be troubled. Jesus said, if you're leaving God, believe also in me. For then my Father comes.
Glory to God, stop talking. Glory to God, stop talking. Don't make that sound as well.
somebody needs some messing with your finances. Talk to somebody. You put a hole in your money bag. Lord, I'm sitting in such a body. You don't think money is expensive. You don't have to go. You'll keep your soul. Lord God, amen. Because that old station. But those things that you're so connected to, those things that you love so much, love so long, you need to be patient. And God, let me give you something. Lord God, that's going to hold patience. Lord God, let me just give you something. Give you somebody with you that's going to give you a headache. Somebody's going to drag you up a wall and make you wish sometimes that you've never seen them before. That's your patience, Lord God. Come on, somebody. You said, God, help me with my finances. Lord God, God, that'll put a hole in your mind and ask you. So that the next time we get started, you'll come into the house of God. You better be taking care of my business. I'll take care of yours. Glory to God. Even when you love the Lord, by the Bible, they love you. You know, and God is a spirit. He said, I am a spirit, and he that worships me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. We got to be real with God because the devil don't like you, and his desire is to kill and destroy you. Glory to God. When he can destroy you, glory to God, he thinks he's not God. Hallelujah. But God won't allow him to destroy you. All you got to do is confess. Glory to God, and allow God to take control. God is control. Amen. Show us the Father, and it's all right with us. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you, glory to God, that God is all around you. Glory to God, every being within you. Glory to God, to be free, the breath of life in you. Glory to God. Glory to God. So now he wants you to take notice of him. Glory to God. Honor him. Jesus said, the same that the mules and the donkeys know their father. Amen. They know the owner. If you were to take your mule and say, go to the right, you told the reason he's going to the right. If you take your mule and pull to the left, he's going to the left. But when God said, walk the prayer before me, come to my prayer meeting, come to my service. Bring that time when you're off in the storehouse. He said, when my people hear my voice, glory to God, and they do not obey, glory to God. Show me a Father in your obedience. I guarantee you, Lord God, you will see the Father. He has not left you. I don't care what you're going through, but all he wants you to do is say, Lord, save me. Amen. But you belong to the living God. But we thank God, our people, that we're not serving a God that forces us. Glory to God. Who wants a shotgun? Nobody. You want a man you got to hold a gun to and make him love you? You want a woman you got to hold a gun to and make her love you? God wants people that will love him in spite of just because of who he is. He loves us. He loves what he gives to us. And that's our whole mind, our heart, and our mind. He gave us the right to judge our own sin. But he put the word out there. Read and study the word, and he said, you make the choice. I'm not going to force you. You make the choice. He said, I put this for you. He told Moses to tell the people, I look for the Lord's sin. Life and eternity if they follow me. Death and the hellfire if they don't. Let them make the choice. I don't know about you, but I chose life. I chose life. Glory to God. Amen. If I were going to suffer, I'd rather suffer in the Lord's hands than to suffer and go to hell and spend the rest of my life in hell suffering too. I'm going to have a hard time on this side. I ain't going to do it for you. Am I right, Apostle? I'm going to have a hard time on this side and then go to hell and very great up in hell too. That ain't going to happen. Amen. If I snatch my hands, I'm in the devil's hands. I'm letting the devil know he can't have me. Lord God, and my children, and my grandchildren. Lord God, if they don't serve him with all their heart, mind, and soul, I promise you they will. Lord God, amen, because I want to see them in the heavens. Lord God, and not burning in hell. And if any of you don't serve God, anybody with the name of my brother, over on the eagle's life. Bishop and I are claiming your soul completely to the glory of God. So when you go through living the name of this school, you hear my feelings. When you stop going through, don't say the devil is a liar, because that ain't the devil. The job will only die. You know what you say? Lord, this is a path of prayer. The prayer team praying for the Lord, I'm sorry, I repent. That's what you're saying. You say, I repent, incredible and amazing. We serve an amazing God. He's so amazing and so marvelous. He has done so much for you in your life that you don't even know. But that's not all. Glory to God, that God has planned for you. I want you to take 3 steps. 1, 2, 3. Those 3 steps, one from Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So God has had you fall right now.
Oh,
Thank you.
You know that death is all around you. Stronger than the other girl, the death is trying to take them out. But God, we know, Lord God, that you have a plan for his life, and you should carry, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that great things will come to him if he continues in the right way. And Father, we pray that because of your amazingness, God, that your greatness, your power will overshadow him, God, that you will open doors that the enemy tries to close, that he will be able to go forth in greatness, in the favor at school, Lord, that the teachers and the coaches, God, will reach out to him, Lord, God, in the favor all around him, God, that everything he needs will be met, God, to keep him on the right path. And God, we ask that you remove, God, those things that will draw him away from you, people, God, that keep him away from you, God, that keep him away from his goal and from his destiny. God, put a hand around him, God, that he will be the one that makes all the proud, the one that sets the example for the other brothers and sisters to come forth, Lord God, that they too will make all the proud, Lord God. For God, this is our son, Lord God. Your son, we're actually sealing him, everybody, for your but we seal him. We come against wickedness. We come against witchcraft and doctrine. We come against lesbianism, homosexualism. We come against drug addiction. We come against addictiveness. We come against lasciviousness. Everything that would exalt itself against God, we bring it to nothing and it shall not pass through the authority. Holy Spirit, shout him with your power. Overpower him with your grace. Let your words overshadow him. We agree that he shall go forth in Jesus' name. Tell the Lord, thank you. Come on, church, thank you. Amen. Tell the Lord, thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and bless God. Come on and bless God. Thank you. Amen. Amen, Lord. You're praying. Lord God, amen. I thank you. Lord God, amen. Lord God, amen. We just want prayer. Lift your hands up. God only knows my power. God only knows my strength. God only knows my every disappointment. My God only knows. Glory to God, amen. I can see my spirit, that's the Lord. There have been disappointments in your life, and there's some things that you're going to have to fix. Amen. Glory to God, amen. In your life, I give you the grace. Lord, there's a peace that you need to go back and see and straighten it out. But do you understand that God is just for one reason? Glory to God, amen. To hear his word, amen, and to hear his word. I thought, Lord, it's to come. But don't let your heart be so heavy that you can't worship him. So what's in your heart, release it. So that you can go forward. Because the call of God is upon you. And people don't know that. Because you're going to allow it to come forward. There are things that try to turn you away. But God has a kingdom on you, and he's not going to let you go. I see the plan that you will go through in your heart. I hear an evangelistic anointing over your life. And you know what an evangelist is? You know what an evangelist is? You know what an evangelist is? You remember this day? You saw preaching from you again. Because you've got to work together. But you serve him. She won't let you rest and get your way to talk to you in time. Don't be afraid. God loves you so much. But he sent you here to be here from somebody who don't know you. And then call you. Grace is behind you. The other thing that you're going to have to do is you're going to shake it. Let go of it. You will eventually. Because we're tired of being so fast. We have to move quickly. It's a good one. Who said, thank the Lord? Thank you, Lord. Everybody, put your hands this way. What's your name, daughter? Brianna, give me some tissue. Let's get rid of that joint on Brianna. Why can't you learn to talk at the same time? Walk at the same time? Can you? Amen. Let me get rid of it. We get to see it again because sometimes God is distracting. Lift your hands way high. I want you to reach up and just trying to pull an apple off the tree. Glory to God. Because guess what? You're about to pull down an apple. Glory to God. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Brianna, lift your hands up to you. God, we know that you have all power, that you offer knowing God, spiritual God. So God, as you fill her with the Holy Spirit, receive her confession, Lord, accept her into the kingdom, Lord God, and use her for your glory. That you let me just take this anointing that you put upon her, Lord, that is using it in school and spread it from her family, Lord God, that when she leaves this place, Lord God, the story that you put on the inside of her belly, Lord, that she shall not be the same. God, we are showing something. The creed of anointing, even down to the little, my God in heaven, there's a school, my God, how shallow of your something. To the small one, that, oh God, to the little one, Lord God, let their anointing flow in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to your glory. Father, we speak your word. We speak the anointing. We speak the power. Shall flow rivers of living water from this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that it shall be. Somebody tell God, thank you.
You know, to get in those conversations about you and children, using God and turning it around.
I gave it to God. He turned it around. Okay? And started filling it with the word. From the name of Jesus. Go ahead and just do what I said before you. God, I ask God for a new dimension right now. A new dispensation for the Holy Spirit, God. That you anoint her, Lord. God, that they're going to come from her throat, God. God, he was out from her belly. God, as the word comes forth and come up her throat, Lord, God. And come out of her mouth, oh God. As she begins to speak to her voice, God. Let the anointed flow, God. That they'll begin to hear, touch their ears, touch her ears. That she'll hear you, Lord God. And the word that you put in her ear, that she's speaking to her voice, Lord God. Because they're growing up, God. They're about to become young men. And God will decree that spell that they shall be young men. You for your glory, Lord God.
What you've been through. You know, she got the doctor on you.
that way because God gave it to you. And guess what? He filled your strength up. The habit didn't go. All you got to do is say, oh, yeah. God, you are here with me. Because it's been hard. It's been really hard. Don't even know. You still stand. And God, you still standing. You are in his hand. You're in the palm of his hand, baby. You need to come. But guess what? God needs you in the sense of it. You understand that you are fortified walls. There is no devastation that can come on you that God won't bring you out. You understand me? And you coming out of this in a minute.
I don't know.
tell you something that the devil tries to do with us. He tried everything to distract us from where we serve God. He puts us in this activity, puts us in that activity, have us doing this and have us doing that. Anything that keep us from serving God. Why? Because he knows that God loves you so much, and anything God loves, the devil hates. God favors us, and the devil don't feel like that. But God planted a ministry inside of you when you were sick. I remember when God did that. And ever since then, the devil has been pulling you. Every time you go forward, he pulls you back. Every time you go forward, he pulls you back. And God has stepped in because he wants you to yield unto him. And God, he called you, shut down on your feet. He wants you to yield unto him and not unto the devil. So you've been yielding to the devil and God said, well, you yield unto him. So when you yield unto me, he says, we're going to be God. The high school going to be the Lord said that all I don't care where you are, God said, don't cease to give me praise. Don't cease to give me worship. Because I see on you that way, says the living God. When you remember what's in scripture, when you remember, I want you to read it. Listen, in the midnight hour, ladies, when everybody's sleeping, make way, pick up the Bible. But God said, from that one, our conversation will be in the Bible. I'm going to talk to you in my word. And when I begin to speak to you, you're going to understand. You're going to know it's me talking. Glory to God. And I want you to do this. When you get in your house and take the Bible, when you sit quiet and everything else is quiet and still, and everybody's you by yourself, hold your Bible and say, Lord, where you want me to leave? Put your Bible back on your left. Put your hand in your Bible. God's got to turn the pages. You know, put your finger on the place where you want you to read. You understand? Because guess what? You got to read word. And you got to do a quick door. You got to go